I love how Hesh has his fucking thing sitting on the table.
Hell yeah.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. I'm surrounded by ops.
You already know how we rock, man.
Hesh, house phone.
I got my brother all the way from college from Louisiana.
Literally your brother.
Yeah, this is literally. My brother. Well, not literally my brother. I've been knowing him since second grade.
Like, that doesn't make
any y'all niggas been lying this whole time.
It's my brother, yeah.
These niggas been lying for like a month saying that they were brothers, brothers.
My brother, man.
Love wouldn't make it so close.
Yeah, real shit.
Man.
Hey, point that right in your mouth. Pause.
Yeah.
Pause. Oh, shout out to the
Pikachu
shirt. This
nigga's mom will pick me up from school like and like hold me.
I thought y'all niggas had the same mom or the same dad. Yeah,
came through
stun
with the blue Pokemon shirt. Yeah, Pikachu on the
I got
blue.
My I got my nigga
Pika.
I got my nigga Frank from Houston over here, you feel me? Whatever.
I was trying to challenge him.
That
like,
nigga
well,
from Texas,
whatever.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Oh, man, he disrespected Harambe. That's why I'm on his head so hard. He disrespected Harambe.
You guys,
he disrespected
you guys were going at it on a serious
yeah, they had a serious roast battle right
at the roasting room.
For some reason, the line that stuck with me the most out of the whole roast was like, you have a 5-panel line.
Yeah, like I had to slay this.
I never thought of a 5-panel as like a lame thing, really, but you just said it and it was like,
that's just like, yo.
Because I was sipping it the whole time. That's it.
Yeah, I was trying to just stay not involved.
Well, why are we here, Adam?
We're here just because we're a bunch of pals and we're just hanging out, and I figured we could open some of these boxes while we're
Rope gang.
Robesman's going to be pissed because he loves
Hey, shout out Robes, man. That's my nigga.
Shout out to my Uncle Robesman. He already know it.
Subscribe to Robesman's channel.
And you'll see us get wild at his house.
Let's see what we got
man.
Over here. I'm going to grab a box. I'm just going to start opening some shit up, and we're going to figure out what it is.
Yeah, who sent it, all that shit. All right. Hey, if your shit's lame, you're getting roasted. Yeah.
Roasted. All right, I'm really here for
the and if people want to send stuff in, if you want to send your stuff in, don't fucking DM me. Don't DM me.
You just know where it's at. You know where the fuck we at.
The address is in the profile of the On Some Shit Twitter account. It's 127 East 5th Street. We prefer large sizes like XL or double XL so that like a large man or a girl could wear it as a dress. Something like that. But yeah, send us whatever. And don't feel like you just can only send us clothing items. You could also send us like
novelty items,
skateboards.
Maybe not food that goes bad because sometimes we don't open these packages for a few weeks.
All that.
Pictures of your girlfriend naked would be awesome.
All as long as she's of age.
Or even if she isn't. Like, what do we know, really?
Oh,
all right, right here I got a hat. It says Unreal on the front.
That's tight. Where is this from?
I feel like you guys are going
to. That's kind of tight because they did that like real skateboards, you know?
I feel like you guys are going to be battling for that.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah, and look, same thing on a beanie.
The beanie.
All right, obviously this is from a brand called Unreal.
Yeah, I think we got two of the same beanie with the purple swag lettering.
Are we able to So it's kind of like
what's
real
the font? What do we call that font?
It's like it's like the real skateboards font.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's why it says Unreal. It's pretty tight.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Let's like just
can I? There's a letter. The letters are always the most fun part.
Letters are always fun.
Oh, here we go.
I'll start getting the next stuff.
Unreal right. Apparel. Shout out No Jumper, M22, Roseman, and Tony Cat. Roseman's not here. Tony Cat is in the other side of the store. Unreal Records is a record label. It's an independent net-based music and artist label. This is our merch, which is its own apparel line that can be found at unrealrecords.net. Along with free music, this brand was created by me, Eric, inspired by music, living in Hollywood and the whole DTLA music scene. The first No Jumper episode I saw was Gabe of Uzi, who I have met IRL before, writing IRL on a piece of paper. Shout out to him for putting me on. Then I got really hooked after Getter and Dylan Francis interview. Your podcasts are like a drug. Keep releasing them. Thank you very, very much to Eric and Unreal Records.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, I find your hat here quite appealing. If I saw a young hip urban guy like one of you guys wearing this, I would think, that's a cool hat.
Why is everybody looking at me?
I feel like Hesh should wear that. Sure.
I would.
Does anybody want
tight.
This? Are we going to split all this up after?
Go ahead, I'll skate in it. I actually give it to my mans, man.
No,
give
because we got
to
split it up.
Yes,
after.
I got to take the
I gotta take photos of this so shit. Otherwise, people are going to be mad. Like, oh, like fucking.
Yeah, true.
They want to be able to see it and closer.
Yeah, yeah, we will. We will.
So I'm just going to make a whole pile right here, which is really kind of gross, but.
I just put stuff behind you so you can just grab it.
Thank you. I'm going to put something behind you later, too.
You're a fucking bitch.
Put the battery in your back, buddy.
Oh, my God. Hey, this nigga Adam be, like, trying to come in a room and cuddle with me at night and shit.
That's not true.
That shit is not fire, bro.
He sucked my dick one time while I was sleeping.
Bro, this nigga gay. Anyway, so we got Lost Clothing. This is sent to Adam specifically.
Okay. We got these stickers that say Lost Dot Apparel.
I fuck with it.
Is this the same...
And then we got some shirts here.
Oh.
Lost Apparel. It's got the fucking
turnaround.
It's got the Heaven's Gate guy on it.
That's that's not bad. Yeah. It's all right.
Mind me, like,
you lost your condom.
Lost my it's interesting.
Where's the foreskin at?
Oh my God.
Fuck. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Back with the dick.
Right. Backs with the dicks. I mean, I'm not a fan of it. Like, I can't pick out.
I kind of like this.
I can't really pick out particularly what I don't like about it.
It's,
like,
it's just too much.
It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on.
I would rock this if I had a dick appointment with a girl who was like somewhat gothic, and yes, I thought she might be able to appreciate it if she was concerned with the occult in any way.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah, that's what we need to be thinking about with this. Is like, what kind of dick appointment?
When I wake up on the couch and I'd see Adam walk downstairs, he's rocking that.
Yeah,
a ball head. Girl.
With my dick just smelling like goth pussy, like Hot Topic and shit. Look at Divinity.
That's tight.
Like a dog. A man understands divinity like a dog understands electricity.
It was tight until Adam read it.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means, but
it
maybe
was tight
maybe
until
if
Adam
I Googled
read it.
It was hard.
I think I have
it
some potential to understand, but I don't know. I'm not going to like fully think
tight.
About it right now.
Wear it to you because it looks tight.
I'm going
to
look it up
so
on the
I don't
be able to hear you at all.
Yeah.
So you, like, I'm not being mean. Just literally won't be able to hear you.
Hey, but this shit's fresh. I'm definitely claiming the white one. I might let you guys fuck with the other one, but I think they might be more my size.
Here, look. I'll put it on the steps.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, we got the
Look at House Phone being organized, keeping
house
shit.
House Phone, so organized, so responsible. What a guy. Roseman's quitting his job. You're over here being responsible.
I'm the smallest nigga here right now, so like small as a medium.
It's going to be
none of those. Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, who's this nigga sitting down?
Like, shorts on deck.
Five something.
Oh my God, this is cool.
Oh yeah.
This is from motherfucking BLS, BL Dollar Sign.
Look at these shorts. They're sublimated.
Oh, and I need those.
Hey. Oh, my God. Wow. Guess who's not giving these away? Me, bitch. Oh, my God. I just finally hit the fucking lotto.
I just got the bird tattoo.
Oh, my God.
And I'm on Crutches.
It's like every Gucci.
I'm on Crutches and I
I'm the biggest Gucci Mane fan here. Listen to all these mixtapes. I earned these shorts.
Did he get any other ones?
Yes, so you all can see them right there.
Yo, you snapped.
Yo, but let's see
whoever did that snap. Can I get some more shorts?
Yeah, these are fresh too. They got
the backwoods shorts. The backwoods.
The honey.
Oh, these balcony lifestyle. These niggas are fire.
Look at my face, y'all. Whoever made that. Look at my face.
You fucking snapped.
Oh my God. I'm being real.
Is there two of them? Yo.
Oh, it's Gucci Mane. Faces from jail. It's
no.
Let me get those. I'm calling them, bro.
Come on, bro.
I'm on crutches right now.
I'll give them to House Phone just on the second that this brand needs to send us one. What's the info? Did they send a letter or anything?
I snap. Yo. I have a bird tattoo.
Yo.
I have a
bird tattoo?
Look at my wrist.
It's all right,
you
though.
A bird ass.
I ain't no bird ass nigga. I'm a bird ass nigga. I'm the coldest nigga out here.
You a
Where's
bird.
The Gucci?
It's my birthday, bro.
Your birthday. You guys know what you
said. That was like over so fast because we all liked it so much. Yo, but did they send a letter or anything?
No, this is Balcony Lifestyle. They're really tight.
Yeah, whoever. Hey.
Yo, they're from Colorado.
Send Hesh some motherfucking Gucci shorts. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
It hurt to give those to House Phone, but I would have felt fucked up if I... Yo, I'm going to be in the gym like that. You know what percentage of black girls are going to talk to me when I'm in the gym wearing those?
Yeah.
100%. No, actually, probably not that
high. You got the mixtapes now, bro.
Yeah, that's so obscure.
That's even more harder.
No, it's going to be like...
Hesh, those are even too big for you.
It's going to be a big, strong black man that's going to talk to me, but still, hey.
No, no.
Any kind of attention is good attention when it comes to apparel.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
For real.
Yo, honestly, Balcony Lifestyle, that was the shortest review we've ever done. Because that was so good.
We all just snatched it away real quick. That show's fire, though. So thank you very much.
Y'all snapped.
Wait, for that.
For real.
Wait. Let's just appreciate
this. Oh, this is coming to Lil House Phone.
Oh.
Open that.
Hey,
Claudia.
There's a drawing on the back, too. Let's look at it.
Claudia in Illinois.
Hey, whoa.
She drew it.
It's very abstract. It looks like almost like a peek into the mind of Lil House Phone when he's on psychedelic drugs and cocaine and Molly and
that's hard
and butt sauce.
Who's it from again?
Claudia.
It's a girl.
I guess.
Some hats.
Oh,
that's good material.
Dad hat fit on fleek. What's up? How do you describe this pattern?
It's like an abstract face, like a drawing or whatever.
She wants to sponsor you. You can tell it's like
is
her
this a
art.
Girl? Oh, are you sure?
Well, I mean, it says Claudia, so it seems like a pretty safe.
Yo, name. Shout out to Claudia for sending me this.
That's so nice.
Claudia in Glenview, Illinois, and she got some stickers made of her shit too. Oh, her Instagram or Twitter or whatever is at Claude @claud.t.
Okay.
But these stickers are pretty fresh.
I think this is a dude. This is a dude that's been DMing me on Instagram.
Hey, portrait of Tony Cat. Well, to this dude, I'd like to say that being named Claudia, very confusing.
All right, I don't think it's I don't know, whatever. Maybe it's a girl. Shout out to her.
Well, either way.
Shout out to whoever.
We didn't look at the shirt yet.
Heavy, bro.
Yeah, they fuck with me, obviously.
That's a very personal, like, package.
Okay, yeah,
this is a large, so it's more you guys' size.
Yeah, some...
here we go. I feel like we're really getting the.
This is like some
mind of an artist here. This is some real art shit. Bro, like we've graduated from like, you know, fitted hats and shit to like.
Yeah, man. This is
real art on the pod.
This is real broad hours. You know, broad museum hours.
Can you fit in a large though?
Real like I wear a large XL.
Yeah, but might be the nipples poking out a little bit.
Yeah, if I wear a large, I'm a little fat.
No,
I can squeeze into a large though. I'm good.
You want it? I'll put you in charge of it.
That's literally
we'll
house
put it to the side. I mean, I ain't going to diss it, but it's all right. I might give it away as a present.
No,
after I fuck a girl in the asshole or something, and she's all sweaty and hot, and you just give her a shirt to go home.
Sorry, Claudia. This just turned problematic real quick. For some reason, based on the art, I feel like Claudia is a feminist. So.
I don't think that was from... I don't know. Anyway.
My leg is hurting. I'm about to roll up some
weed. Wait, let's do the Spider-Man one.
Great idea. Roll some weed. Hey, this came in a Spider-Man package. How do you guys feel about Spider-Man?
I love Spider-Man. It says Streetwear Review on it, too.
This is coming from Lakeland, Florida, Emerald Ridge Boulevard, specifically. Adam,
why you pulling
on
my nigga full address, Emerald Boulevard?
Well, hey, I'm just gonna say it's really.
You know where he ain't out here hiding. He thugging whoever it is.
It's really
he got
cool
Spider-Man package.
That's wrapped
you see, he's shooting out the roof.
This is really tight.
Like some birthday gift.
Yeah, Spider-Man would always pull up with the dicks.
Definitely.
Why would Spider-Man?
That was a hard ass. Definitely. Oh! Get it, Adam. What you get?
Okay. I like reading the letter first.
Yeah,
possible. It kind of builds anticipation for what we might have here. What's good, Adam? My name's Zach. I'm 18 from Florida. I started the brand Ready to Die.
Hey.
Okay.
Here's some shirts.
RTD.
And then shout out Rope Gang, Upside Down Cross. Feeling that. Great letter.
Yeah, all right. We fucked with you.
Well, we have two garments here. You want to take one?
All right.
Oh, so this is actually kind of cool. Ready to Die on the front.
Yeah, this isn't bad. Very simple.
It's kind of simple, but I kind of like it. Ready to die is a relatable phrase.
This is definitely Adam style.
I will rock this. Yeah, I often have been known to rock
a black
shirt
with a
offset little something on the front, like this.
Hey, shout out to Roseman season 7.
Move your big ass head for a second.
Roseman. The roast.
Slowly roasting everybody here.
I ain't even gonna get on this nigga.
Yo, remember when I told Surreal that he looked like Lil Reese?
That was funny. Comedy.
That was kind of cracking, right?
That was crazy.
It sucks that happened off air. Hey, this is the same one, though?
It is.
What's up? Snap. All right, I'm taking the XL. Hess, you want the large? You seem like the more natural large to me.
All
right, so thank you to the Ready to Die crew.
Thanks, Ready to Die.
You take a L. That's about it.
I'll take no L's.
Take an L.
Are all those filled up with clothes right here?
Yeah, I believe so. Hey, take an L.
Take an L.
Just take the L.
Just take the L.
Just take the L.
Filthy rapist. Multiple layers of packaging.
Bro, we waited a long time to do this one.
We waited a while. Oh, here we go. Letter. Wow, it's got jeans in it. We got denim on deck.
Hey,
right
slide me some denim.
Hey, we got some denim.
What size?
I hope it's some Trueys. Pro One. Hi, Adam. Big fan of No Jumper. I'm glad your podcast blew up. Not a fan of most podcasts because I just get bored quickly, but yours is entertaining as fuck. Decided to send you guys a small package. Hope you guys like it. This is a brand I just started, but I'm working on it for years. I was tired of seeing fake creatives who would make clothing brands just to be cool and to make money when you don't really care about innovating and adding to the culture. I don't know why I'm reading this fast, but that was almost like pretty impressive, right?
Spoil the culture. Keep reading it fast.
I feel like an auctioneer.
Keep going.
As far as my background, I was a fine arts major specializing in painting, but decided to switch to architecture to expand my skills more. The brand is called Project One Studios / Pro One.
Pro One.
First collection is all inspired by Formula One, which is cool because we're all big into fast cars.
Yeah. Smoke the gas.
The mechanics of automobile. Every collection will have a different theme and aesthetics. So this is very interesting. We're dealing with a heaven blue denim jacket before we even whip this out. And if you want to check this out, it's project1studios.com.
That sounds fire already. I
appreciate the fact that she came through with some level of innovation.
Oh, my God. Hey, bro, I need that. I need that, bro. I need that.
Yeah, that's house phone for sure.
That's my swag off top.
Happy birthday house phone.
Oh, my God, that's
happy
fire.
Happy birthday house phone.
Yes, I need us.
Happy birthday house phone.
I need that.
Get that the house phone for his birthday.
What size is it? Too small for you.
What size is that?
Is that me? Is that me?
It's a large.
Yes.
That's, I think it's all you.
Can I try it on?
Try it on first, and then it'll be so funny. It'll be like Tommy Boy if it don't fit.
Bro, this is low key. This looks like it can fit you though, Hesh. You might have to take this.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's more Hesh.
Thank
size.
You, Pro One. That's wow.
Oh, that shirt's hard. I need that shirt.
That shirt's hard.
Damn, bro. I want both of those. Hey, Pro One.
The packaging's
cool.
Hey,
Pro One, send me a personal package. Of
I
this
still
shit,
don't
bro.
Know the name of the person who made
Pro One,
this.
Bro.
Because I was wondering if it was a man or a woman. And the racing team shirt. This is only a medium, so me and
Hesh. Oh, fuck no. That's Hesh off top.
That was fun or out. All right.
Yeah, oh, and it comes with a toy car.
Promotional race car that comes with it. That's pretty cool.
It's
that's
actually Adam, and you're going to keep
they
that
going
here.
Extra.
That's
you can tell that this guy's a fine arts major, especially.
Yeah, Adam, you might, I mean,
he wrote a specializing.
Hesh, you might have to take both of these, bro, honestly.
Wow. Thank you, Pro One. You guys are actually sick as fuck. Because that shit is sick. Low-key, yep.
Look at this. This is fresh as fuck. That's Pro One Racing Team. I can see the base god rocking this. Send one of these to the base god.
Lil Fetch will be rocking
little
this.
Little pink shirt life. Are you going to rock that? Bro. That's fire, though, actually. Shout out to Pro One. That's this is pretty
you?
Cool.
That's not you?
No, it's too small.
Boy? Yeah, that's you, bro. You
snap. It fits, but it fits like just barely.
You feel me?
Hey. Hey, yo, Pro One, send me an XL. Get it, slide in my DMs on Twitter. Send me an XL on that. Hey, make a black one too and send me the black one.
No, but they came through stupid official with the customized bags for the shirts. Like, this is the kind of like attention to detail that you definitely got to respect.
Bro, they snapped on that. I'm not going to lie.
They put the fucking work
in. Definitely fancy.
Next one up, we got a big manila envelope. I forget what time we started.
Also,
so I
also another drawing on that too. On the back.
Oh, drawing on the back. Oh, true.
Hell yeah. Hey, can somebody pass me a lighter?
Liberty Screen Printing. I'm not sure that this is who it's from. It's addressed from MYYYS.
It's from the 919.
Joy brand or toy brand from North Carolina. All right, let's
who's
bust
it, for?
It
who's it for?
Bust it open. House phone. Bend over and bust it open.
You so.
And then you tell her, bring it back. I'm a piece of energy. You never had.
Hey.
Shout out to Dallas.
Yo, fuck Dallas and fuck the
hey,
cops.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Young Nation, like, man.
Fuck the, I was
South
kidding.
Dallas swag.
I was kidding, man. I was kidding.
No, you was not.
Sup, boy?
Cowboy.
B-O-I.
Read this. Wait,
fan of the podcast. Just wanted to send you some of my dad's shirts.
Read it fast.
His brand is called YYYYS, our last name. I don't know exactly where he wrote. YY, and then it looks like an upside down YYS. Not looking for shout out. Just thought you might fuck with them, and they'd probably help your G-E-Z grandpa looking ass.
Oh! Boy, the came out with the A. Hey, whoever made this, thank you for this, because Adam randomly will slay us at like the most random time, and he was not expecting that slay.
No,
so
I was not
you.
Expecting
God,
that.
He, where
no,
he,
but
you?
That's funny because that's from that video, the vlog that I made about the girl's boyfriend threatening to kill me, the G-Eazy grandpa thing. But that he was, said, probably help your G-Eazy grandpa looking ass with the bitches, LOL, rope gang for life.
Rope gang.
And so just for the record, their at is underscore YYYY. S underscore. So.
Wise.
Hey, it's 1017, squad.
Hey.
Burr. Nigga, you dark as fuck. Nobody gonna be able to see that tattoo.
I don't care. I don't care. Dark skin.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's
Utz.
Tight. Guts.
You know the Utz
no,
chips? You fucking with the Utz?
Guts.
The Utz were fire. Real graphic. Remember the Utz? I remember somebody said, if you ain't eating Utz, you eating butts.
That's
anyway, that's a 2X that's, right there. How's fun? I can see you rocking that, maybe.
It's cool. I like that one.
Excellent. Oh, this is cool. Yeah. Hipster killer. Wow. Oh, anti-gentrification is strong.
It's
a guy with a black hood over his head, and he's killing a white caricature of a hipster.
Let me get that.
I like it.
That's fire, actually.
I think you do good with it. Yeah.
He snapped.
Man, what's up? You taking
can you rock a 2X? You're going to look kind of weird.
That one's a 2X.
No, I would rock it if you guys think it's too big. I like it. It's like him killing like
that's
a white.
That's how small.
Yeah, no, I take it. Take
I'm one to always encourage the murder of white civilians. So. That's how for the culture I am.
Hell no.
Oh, actually, Jacob Mayo sent this in. The guy who just interviewed.
No, it's Joe Mayo, motherfucker.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Something Mayo, nigga. It's the same name. Who else has name Mayo?
Jacob Mayo from Redlands, California.
Hey.
That sounds like the nigga we just interviewed, bro.
It sounds like it, but it's not.
I know. I'm just being
many
stupid.
Many people have similar names.
You know what, bitch?
Many people named Adam.
Yeah, plenty of bitch ass niggas.
We're on the Windbreaker life.
There's so many little house
that's Windbreaker
out
shorts.
Here.
What's there? Oh, that's a Windbreaker.
Oh, God. This thing is fresh as fuck. Tech.
Actually.
Look, what size is it?
Tech Goth.
XL. I don't think it's going to fit me, maybe.
That's a little Tech Goth swag.
Oh yeah,
it's
nice
fire.
Details
on
read the tag and see what brand it is.
It's from Harsh, like HVRSH, Los Angeles.
Oh, they on that hieroglyphics Space Ghost Perp writing.
Harsh, Los Angeles, but it say, oh, that's hard on the back.
Okay, I'm fucking with that.
Important detail that makes it like seem.
Yeah, I'm fucking with
hey,
that.
Hey, just take off the Los Angeles off your name if you're sending it from Redlands.
Where's Redlands?
That's in the IE.
Maybe they just got an office out there. Maybe he's from LA. You don't know.
Nah, bro. He in the Redlands with it.
He in the Redlands with it.
Yeah, this shit's dope, though. I like this.
Nah, it's just fire.
I'm going to try it on, but I feel like it's not going to fit me.
Yeah, I'll take that if it don't, yeah. if it don't work.
One of you guys probably going to be rocking that. Shout out to Harsh. They didn't send a letter or anything, though, huh?
Nah.
That's okay.
It's all right.
We got a double whammy right here.
A double
black bag.
I'll take the white one. You take the black one.
All right. This one's coming from Lay Lewis in Ellenwood, Georgia.
And these niggas sent this by airmail, so it's lit.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's a sticker on here that says airmail. Got a letter in there.
Okay, let me read this one first. Wow, look at this. All right, it says, direct from the HQ to Adam 22. I-3-O is a legendary spot in ATL history, birthing many movements, trends, or shit popping. And the new guy is making strides today. I'm reading this slow because it's
I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Originally backed as Soul Monkey, add our sticker to your table. We will appreciate it. Good vibes and perfect timing. So, A-plus on the pink paper, but not sure how I feel about the bad handwriting. But 130 Worlds gifts fine custom apparel made in Georgia for those conscious of their world, rooted in the community, embracing the wild along with travel and enjoy doses of fashion.
J. Cole listening ass motherfucker.
Wow, you're going to get burnt for that one. Here you go again being problematic. What is that? A L? Or a one. No, it's a one.
It's a one.
It's a knife.
It's a knife. It's a knife.
There you go, though. Dark, it's like
shout out to the
dark blue. It's got some nice
that
little
details. That shit is tight, though. I fuck with y'all.
They got a little logo right here. You tried to pin them as J. Cole. They probably do like J. Cole. Everybody likes J. Cole. And they got the logo on the back as well.
Hey, where to everybody.
Yeah, I'm mad at you because they're for the
fuck
community.
Everybody. Yeah.
Shout out J. Cole. I heard you from
fuck
Germany
fuck
or something.
Fuck J. Cole.
All right, this shirt I got in my hands is already kind of weak. I'm sorry.
You see that meme that said J. Cole is from Germany?
Let me get that if you don't like it. That shit. Yeah. Let me open
this
that
shit
one.
Weak. Here, we'll let Hesh open it up. Read the.
Plus, is weak.
Read the shit already, though.
Where's the shit at?
No rope game fan is weak.
I'm yeah,
in
you're
good
right.
mood because I'm
right.
stupid high right now and like three beers in.
All right.
Hey, shout out Escobar. You're supposed to be our guest tonight. Instead, we're doing the streetwear review all spur of the moment.
Which would have been good for him to have
keep
on.
Keep your foot on us is an keep your foot
now you're
on
reading.
Is
you
an
can't
apparel.
Even read. I'm a speed reader.
Creative out the UK. Hey, shout out to the UK. Please find and close two of our current shirts for review. Many thanks, Jason and Carrie. We are offering 10% off to our customers right
this
now.
Nigga Hesh can't even read.
Team
House Phone got 10% off dime bags tonight only.
Tonight only. Team KYFO. It's KYFO. That's why I just was reading it.
KYFO. So
yes.
F-O, keep your foot on?
KYFO. Yeah, keep your foot on.
Is this BMX?
It. Yes.
Oh.
I think so.
Is it?
Keep your foot on.
Keep your foot on. We've been saying that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, keep your foot on it. Interesting. Is it BMX? Does it say anything?
It looks
KYFO.
BMX-y.
Yo, I got to give this to Scott Marceau and the boys from Ohio because they're the ones who first put me on KYFO. It's just good advice on BMX because it's so easy to take your foot off on a trick,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I noticed that. I was trying kickflips on a bike.
Right. Because it's so easy to take your foot off.
Yeah, you take your foot off of it.
It's a little different than skating. Yep. Just take your foot off in skating, too, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, it's pretty sick.
You see that one? That's I'm going to get too high, I'm going to fall asleep at the table.
That's you.
You still on Kush Gang House Phone?
Hell yeah. He's Kush Gang for life.
No belt. No belt gang.
No belt gang.
Kush Gang.
Yeah, you know, no belt shawty.
So many gangs. Yeah. Oh, look at this, though. Illuminati. They got the geometric pattern with the keep your foot on.
That's kind of fire. It's kind of.
I'm fucking with it. I don't know if it'll fit me necessarily, but I'm going to try.
All right. I just set up a whole bunch of shit behind
it. Got a BMX reference, so it's cool to me.
Shout out to the BMX world. Hesh, clear your fucking desk off.
No.
Well, I got my pile of shirts right accumulating right here.
I want to accumulate your bitch.
I'm going to accumulate in your bitch. When's the last time you got laid?
Like probably last weekend.
Last weekend? You've been holding out?
Yeah.
It's, what is it? It's Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah, so like Saturday.
I ain't that fucked up.
I like the shirt already. It looks fire. Who is it from?
You got some colors on deck.
I like colors always.
Colors are exciting. Love all the
anybody
colors.
Sends me anything purple right now, I'm going to be so happy. I love purple,
purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple. Okay, so... Okay, this has a little. This is from Ghost Ride. Yo, No Jumper, what's up? It's everyone from the Ghost Ride Worldwide team. We just started about 4 months ago, and we love your podcast. Check out our merch. Tell us how you feel. It's wacky as fuck. We know. This is coming from
Ghost
Chatsworth.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to the Valley.
Shout out to the Valley boys. Shout out to Ghost Ride.
I'm in Cali riding down Laurel Canyon. Going to fuck with my boys.
Chopping hella
ghost
hard,
rider,
doing
death
work
rider, whatever the fuck it is. Okay, look at that. Pink shirt with the Ghost Ride
like
Worldwide
pink.
Logo on the front.
That's kind
of
hard.
Hey, this is you be rocking a lot of pink. This is the Ned signature color.
I fucks with this, actually.
I think you could look good in this house, honestly.
Yeah, I'm with
Ghost
that.
Ghost Ride Worldwide.
I'm with that. Yeah, well, like cool. A nice green hat to go along with it.
Ooh, color coordinate real quick. All
off
right.
Top.
Hey, shout out Chatsworth coming through.
Came through. I'll take that.
I like the white one, too, already. I like the white one before I even saw it. No, actually.
This is an XL as well.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like this is me, kind of.
Yeah.
That's the best shirt I've seen all night.
Butthole.
They snap.
Wow. Okay. I never would have thought of that. Just put the word butthole on a shirt. Wow.
I saw asshole on a sweater yesterday.
Dude, this is a fire. I've been walking in the gym wearing this shirt and the Gucci shorts.
That's fire.
They might not let me in. They might not let me in.
Has a real 90s vibe too.
Bro, that shit was fire. I wanted that. Can we trade?
I mean, I think I'm the butthole guy. You probably never even seen a butthole.
I love eating butthole.
Well, you're not doing a very good job from what I hear.
Oh. Sneak this in my ass eating game? Damn, bro. I just fucked a girl in the butt for the first time like a week ago, two weeks ago.
Man, how was that?
It was fun.
It's a wild ride, ain't it? Wild.
It was like different, but it was more fun because I was like putting my dick in every hole of this girl.
So back and forth?
No, she wasn't letting me.
That's
she's like, you got to stay in the one designated area.
Nah, just switch back and forth. That's a real bitch.
Wow.
Double XL on this one.
Hesh told me I was officially white since I did that.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you don't do anal?
No.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
Are you gay?
What the
Yeah.
All right, read the. This is
nothing really.
This is from at push.
2X, it's got who's
push.us.
This says push.
And they sent it in a Ziploc bag.
Hey, instead of grill trap, that's just the push.
Who's the guy, though? Tight. Anybody recognize this fool?
No.
Well, I know, right?
I feel like somebody's going to recognize him. It looks
Amanda said that the guy in the shirt looks like he just got anal done to him for the first time.
Well, hey, shout out to that guy, then. He's having a good old time getting pegged.
Peg gang.
Hesh is our like anti-gay stuff guy.
All right, this is from Carolyn.
This shit has been sitting here so long. This was definitely not meant for us. This was meant for the shop jean girls to look at, I believe, because I already looked at it. But it's from Carolyn Buck.
Butch.
B-U-C-H.
Buck.
Carolyn Bush.
Butch. There's a long
stickers
thing on the back.
And there's okay. Hey Adam, here's two shirts
Adam.
from my line, Carolyn Bush NYC, or however the fuck you say it. I saw your episode with Aaron from Shop Jean. I thought I'd send some your way. They are probably way too girly for you, so I sent size smalls. No double XL. I hope whoever gets them enjoys them. Big fan of the podcast. Hashtag rope gang. !! Smiley face. Wow. XO Carolyn. Pronounced book. Book like B-O-O-O-O-K. Shop at www.etsy.com/shop/ Carolyn BUCHNYC.
Can y'all niggas silence your phones?
This is, I have no idea what this is because I haven't looked at it in so long, but these are like girl shirts. And what do they say? Invite me backstage. Shout out to all my EDM thoughts out there.
Can I have that to give to this girl?
Yes.
That's so funny. Yes.
That's fire.
Yeah, that's fire, actually.
Invite me backstage. That's I like it. You know, be real about your
that's
intentions.
So fire.
You want to get backstage, you want to get it popping, let's do it. My horoscope said not to talk to you today. I feel like I'm at the beach.
Wow. Bro, they snap for girls' clothes.
You like it?
This. Yeah.
Okay. I like the other one.
I know hella homegirls that would wear some funny shit like this.
Anybody want this? Anybody want to give this to the shorty?
Yeah.
It's small. That's like the universal girl size for clothing, right?
You feel me? I'll take that as a gift from one of my shorties.
Well, hey, Aaron and Shop Jean, Amelia, please weigh in the comments because this was clearly meant for you. And, our opinion doesn't matter. I'm not going to sit here and mansplain women's clothing. You know.
Yeah. Well, we got Amanda right here. Amanda,
that's problematic.
Could,
yeah.
Amanda
can
fill in. Did
you
like that?
Any feels?
Here you go. You can take.
She don't look too excited.
I liked it. It feels like it will catch the attention of everybody, and it explains what a girl's thinking sometimes. So.
But for the record, you wear sweatpants over jeans.
Oh yeah, I wear weird. I wear all the time. So.
I roasted her in the last one. Remember, she was here for the last one, and I roasted her.
Now she was fly. She had I ain't gonna say what shirt she had on, but she had a shirt on with a tie. She had some jeans. She had some sweatpants over her jean booty shorts.
Shout out Mandy. I do not know anything about this. The package.
That shit looks hella small. Whatever it is.
It's just straight. This is like the stretchiest shirt I ever felt in my life.
Oh, yeah. Is it like a jersey almost?
Yeah,
it's like a jersey.
Pull it.
It's like Under Armour. It's like Under Armour.
But I mean, it says something in a language that I don't speak.
Was there like anything with it?
I'm so high, I'm looking at that motherfucker like, what the fuck?
I'm so high, I already lost track of where it was from. Like, I forget which package
like,
I just.
It's like, what are we even doing?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
You're high too?
No.
Like three times, bro.
Yeah, I know, I'm not high.
All right, so there's this shirt I'm super confused about. I'm sorry to whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was really no information with it, though.
I think.
Hey, if that's your shirt, comment, motherfucker.
Hey, yeah, get in the comments.
Yeah,
That was some stretchy shit.
That was some stretchy shit.
That was some stretchy shit.
That was some stretchy ass shit.
Hey, so this is why I've always been nervous about having you on the podcast, because sometimes you seem like you might be kind of retarded.
You know how I rock, man. I hit my head too many times skating. Yeah, yeah. I'm a rapper.
And you,
it's a splint.
It's a knife.
It's a knife.
All right, he's got big ass stickers that say weep. Shout out Weep with three teardrops, like the kind we have
tattooed
on our faces.
The kind of we or you? Or you?
If you don't know these two, Google quote on back. Quote on back of the shirt, I guess.
Okay.
All right, so we got a picture of two...
two black men.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, let me get that.
For you, Mr. Police, call me God.
Hmm.
All right, let's throw it in Google. Let's see what it says.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do some further research on this.
Yeah, we're mad ignorant to this. Whatever.
Hey, you got to post. You know, whatever we find. You know,
normally we don't take Google requests, but
yeah, nobody else send Google.
Oh, it's from the Beltway sniper attack.
Oh, that's who those are.
Oh.
The fucking DC niggas.
Yeah, they wrote it on something that they left at the scene of the crime or something.
Yeah, right. That's crazy.
At the crime scene, the authorities discovered a shell casing as well as a tarot card, the death card, inscribed with the phrase, call me God, on the front and on three separate lines on the back, for you, Mr. Police. Code, call me God. Do not release to the press.
This is me before the dreads.
Yo, that's literally
you got no bodies. These guys got like hundreds of bodies or some shit. You got nothing.
Yeah, they call it dummy bodies.
Dummy bodies.
No, total death, 17. Hey, they snapped though. That's pretty good. Not bad.
Nigga.
You said they snapped. Don't ever.
Yes,
all right, this nigga is applauding. Can y'all so problematic?
Okay,
bro?
I'm just saying, if you're gonna do something, be good at it.
Yeah, oh my for real. God.
You know,
whose mans are these?
You ever think about
can
that?
Can you guys
though?
Get like, in the comments and talk about
listen,
how fucking
I don't
want
to. I don't want to kill
problematic
random people.
Gang. Hey, shout out to my niggas. Problematic.
I don't want to kill random people. But do you ever think about how if that was your goal?
Yeah,
how you would proceed
probably
to kill the most people possible.
I mean, like, it wouldn't be that hard.
Shout out to my niggas listening to Tommy Wright.
It'd be an adventurous life.
36
they should make
right
a video
now.
Game that's like that where you're just going around killing random people.
No, they should not make a
well,
video game where he snipes
motherfucking.
I'm gonna move on before
Grand Theft Auto. Motherfucking.
Yeah,
that's too easy. I want it to be more like you're an actual killer.
An actual sniper.
You have to really.
You start off in the game sniping like a DC sniper.
Oh, you ever think about how you would get rid of a dead body if you had a dead body?
All the computer niggas, hey, make me a DC sniper game.
This
should be
real. This looks crazy.
Jersey,
okay.
This is coming from. PMG Records.
Ooh.
San Antonio, Texas.
Ooh, I'm listening to that shit.
Yeah, I fucked this hard already. Oh, mixtape in there.
Ooh. Slide me a mixtape, bro. Slide me a mixtape, bro.
Take a look at those.
Slide me a mixtape.
Oh, this is
bro.
PMG fucking that one nigga, P2 the Gold Mask.
Oh, really?
And Mishka, yeah.
Slide me a mixtape.
It's two mixtapes.
Ballin' cause I'm ballin'.
Yep, slide me a mixtape.
I know, listen to him,
yeah,
but
this is
I don't really remember
P2 the Gold Mask.
People tweet at me telling me an interview all the time. I guess this is a...
Whoa, that's hard. Whoa, that's hard. I'm bumping this in the whip.
Peddler
Money Gang.
Money Gang Records. Wow.
Hey, this nigga from Mishka. Oh, he gets
the
shit.
7-7 on the back. This is pretty fresh, though, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty fresh.
You want it?
Yeah, hell yeah. Slide that to me. I'm bumping up his mixtape.
You want it? You don't want it? You guys aren't going to fuck with this one?
I'm good.
I'm bumping up his mixtape, too. This shit hard.
You can't rep any gang besides Doty Gang?
Yeah, like I can't be repping some random shit. But, like, it's hard.
More back.
More back.
If you repping some random
shit. P2 the Gold Mask is, I've heard his music before.
I'm about to bump his music.
Hey, and they got stickers that say Ghost Pizza, Marback.
He came at it, like, on some old school shit. He really said this mixtape.
Logo. Yeah, the last time.
Classic.
Remember the last time that Al nigga sent his mixtape?
Yeah,
his shit
we roasted
was
him. Why are we being nice to this guy?
Because I know who this is. All that's right. Why.
Pat the Money Gang on this shirt too.
Is that a marble one too on the front?
Got the marble logo. I'll
take that.
My SIG heads.
The marble.
Bro, he got the FUBU shoes on. Like he did some shit on the artwork.
Yeah, the pins and shit.
Balling
we got to go on.
Ballin' P2 to go, man. Okay, I'm gonna see what they about.
All right,
I'm taking. I was gonna rock this. I was gonna rock this weekend, but I don't want nobody thinking I'm signed to these niggas. This is if I perform.
You gotta be careful, house.
Yeah, you know, I got a brand to represent.
You ain't just some regular guy anymore.
You know,
he just ran into a check.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not going to take photos of this stuff and just let it rock.
Yeah, maybe just let it rock.
Usually I just do the easier thing.
If we really rock, we really rock.
Oh, this is from Harsh, that same brand that we opened the shit up from before.
Oh, yeah.
Here to help. With like a hand small. Coming down
oh, yeah.
with the, with
seen
the electricity
that Ned has
up.
One of those.
Ned?
Yeah.
Shout out Ned.
Shout out to Ned.
Let's mention him over and over.
Something. Oh, Harsh Cartel. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's hard.
Cool.
Yeah, I was going to wear one.
It's cool, dude.
With the fucking phone.
I'm sorry, guys.
I can't tell what size it is. It doesn't say, I don't think. I don't know. Anybody want this? I want to put it up in the pile. I might take this.
Yeah, you take it.
What do you think of it?
It's pretty sick. I like it.
Stop doing meth.
No more meth.
We're getting closer to the end here.
Yeah.
And then we can just talk about whatever we want. We can talk about whatever we want, too. Just bring up some random shit. Everybody's being quiet.
Wait, why weren't you at Lil Aaron's party?
Yeah, that's a real question.
Yeah.
I stayed in and slept.
Like cat and a half.
I was tired.
Like cat and a half.
Stayed in and slept with a girl.
No, I stayed and slept by myself. I got a lot of sleep, and I felt great the next day.
That's
kind of wag. It's a weird thing.
No, that's not. No, it's not.
No, I've stayed in on like zero Friday nights in my life, but for some reason I just needed it.
Yeah. Nah, sometimes you need that, bro.
To Adam, my name is Casualty Goon. I still can't believe I haven't snapped his beer. I've been rapping for about a year. God damn it, another rapper infiltrates the show.
Got him.
These are some shirts from. Cheers. How's fun life? These are some shirts from our latest collab mixtape with my boy Young Sav. Tape is called
horrible
Young
name.
Goons. We put in mad hours
hell
on the designs and the songs themselves. I thought you would fuck with it. Thanks for taking the time to check it out and tell House Phone to hit me on SoundCloud.
Hey,
Rope
House Phone gonna hit you for a feature, my nigga.
SoundCloud is Casualty Goon.
I'm Casualty Goon.
I'm charging for the feature, bro.
Check
it. Ain't charging shit. I'm charging, my nigga. All free.
Nah, bro.
All free.
You got a little fetch feature for free.
I don't know about that.
What if the gears
pop? If the gears pop,
15.
I fuck with that.
He can get a little fetch feature.
Wait, so it's like a black dude on the left and a white kid on the right. It's like
yeah,
Tyler Grosso on the right and like
wrong.
Fucking Chief Keef on the left, huh?
And Germ on the left.
No, he's kind of thick,
right.
though.
He kind of thick.
He's too thick to be.
Turn around. Wait, turn around. Something on the back.
Right, yeah, Germ. You hear about Germ? Like fucking alcohol poisoning or some shit?
That sounds like me. And then it says Young Goons, Casualty Goon, Sav Goon.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. Yo.
Somebody got to check this out.
I'll check out your, I'm going to check out your SoundCloud,
Young
bro.
Young Goons. You might have a little House Phone collab coming
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, this shit's fire.
Shout out to Young Goons, Casualty
Goon. The white kid shirt
The more
tight.
I say goons, the more funny it seems.
But hey, right here. Sit in the box.
We all need goons.
We all need shooters.
Young Thugs, or young House Phone. That's my goon. Young House Phone. It's a little House Phone. What do you think of that?
I fucks with the young. I'm a young ass nigga, and I'm like a young ass bitch. You feel me?
Young House Phone.
This is the part where people stop watching because we just stopped talking.
Man. Oh, yeah. My bad, y'all.
We
still talking.
But yeah, man. That's where y'all niggas' jobs come in. Yeah.
Man.
Say some ignorant shit, Hesh.
Yeah. Hesh, you're known for saying ignorant shit. All right, well,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to know how I disrespected Harambe. That's all I want to know.
He said, fuck
God,
Harambe.
He's still tight.
His butthole been tight about this all night, bro. Let it go. Let it go, bro.
He's still tight about this.
It's just don't ever say fuck Harambe.
Yeah,
that's
man. Real shit, man.
You did, bro.
He did, bro.
You said those words out of your mouth.
He said,
let it go.
Saying fuck Harambe is like saying fuck your dead homies to the whole world.
Yeah, bro.
Harambe was everybody's homie.
That is. That's like saying smoking Harambe pack.
Well, the smoking Harambe pack that's a tribute, though.
No, it's not. No,
you said it in the video.
You said we smoke a Harambe dick. That's I'm smoking.
You said we're smoking on that Harambe pack. You said
nigga, that's like saying
you're off the Zan, so you don't remember.
Damn, I never said smoke Harambe pack.
Yeah, hey, all right, Harambe. They gotta put him in Pokemon, man. Dear No Jumper, thank you for giving artists a platform
like
to show
bold.
Off their work. Spelled they're wrong.
They're wrong as a motherfucker.
Hopefully one day I'll have the extreme honor of collabing with Awesome Shit. Till then, enjoy. Keenan from World Co. is WRLDCLO.squarespace.com. Also WRLDCLO on Instagram. Let's look at it.
Let's see what they got, Papa.
What you got?
Let's look at the shirt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were about to go to their Instagram.
No.
Let that shit up, man.
We don't peep grams.
Yeah, we
sell grams.
That's all we do, bro.
Woo!
All right, I got the white joint with the world logo.
Oh,
we got Future Hendrix on the back.
Okay.
Future Hendrix
on the back. Hey. That's hard as fuck, actually.
That's copyright infringement. We fucking with you, yeah. The unofficial collab.
Are we taking this or no?
I think it's cool, yeah. You want it?
Oh, that one's hard, too.
Kind of big.
Okay.
That's hard, actually.
World.
Whose world is
got
this?
Got
that's top, definitely Adam
on the front.
That's
no, beautiful
Adam's
woman.
Swag.
You think it's me? This is too small.
That's
for me.
All you.
It's large.
I take it.
You want it?
Lil Fetch, you got all the hard shit already. Get out of here.
You got the little Future Hendrix. Okay, for sure. Future Hendrix.
Take the Future.
Hey, this snap. That's pretty cool, right? Snap. What's this? Oh, we got some raw papers. So I don't know where the fuck this came from. And somebody hooked us with some raws. You guys want this? I smoke backwards only. I don't need that.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Nah, that's OSS jacket. OSS on some shit.com.
Hey. Is it small?
I think we have no more clothes, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah,
one more. This shit's trash. I left it over there on purpose so we wouldn't see it.
What, you don't like this or something?
I just looked and I was kidding.
Oh.
This looks tight already, actually.
Yeah.
I want the. Let me see.
Staff.
I might want that.
On the bag it says Dream Sellers, and then it has their address on North Fairfax in Los Angeles.
Okay.
You guys ever heard of this place? I don't know.
Nah.
Fairfax.
Let's see the white one. This
cool
might
though.
Be.
The font looks cool.
Yeah, it might be all right. You could have did a little more with that, guys. You could have made it like a little better.
You could have made it a little better.
Dream. Vintage Sellers.
Vintage, but spelled real
yeah.
words.
Like an abbreviation for
and then it's backwards. I just had my mind blown into 12 million pieces. What just happened?
I know.
And then on the back it says, bought a dream and got t-shirt.
I'm sorry, this kind of weak. I'm sorry.
Like, it's weird that it's not like proper grammar. Like got a t-shirt.
Bought a dream, got t-shirt.
Got a t-shirt.
Because you could have easily. Oh, no. I mean, I'm not dissing y'all because y'all on Fairfax.
I'm
y'all
lost.
Might come, pull up on me. But, like, nah, this shit's kind of weak.
Yeah.
I like the staff shirt, though.
I'm not sure. This shirt
get
was,
your grammar up.
Yeah, this is basic, but bad grammar is tough to take.
Hey, if y'all do want to pull up on the man from Dallas, man. He said get y'all grammar up, all that shit.
Hesh does not speak behalf of Frank Cornish.
My nigga just dropped his first and last name, though.
We dropping governments.
Oh, it's another box?
Yeah, we got one more box, actually.
One more at Big Box.
One Big Box.
Where'd your keys go?
I should get somebody a picture for the tape, though.
Yeah, this is... I think, how you say the name of that city?
Adam, I might have to give you those Gucci shorts back. They're pretty
Pacoima.
Big.
Pacoima. They're in Pacoima.
Big?
I'm kidding.
Oh. They're in Pacoima.
Oh, Pacoima Pauru. Whoa, whoa. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But.
Damn.
Here you go this nigga.
I was supposed to be jogging swag, shouting out other people's sets.
I just know who they are, so
yeah,
shout out.
Yeah, you got
to
know who they are. Oh, my God.
Gucci's is wrong.
Huh?
The shorts.
No, you're not taking my Gucci's, bro. You already got my jacket, Mandy.
Damn.
Mandy's gonna wear jeans over those anyway.
Oh my God.
Shit on her real quick.
Oh, fuck.
Shit on her.
Real fast, bro.
Next time I do this, I need
sweats?
A blade or something.
Sweats?
That should look fancy.
I know, I need some sweats, bro. I'm taking the sweats.
High quality.
I'm taking the sweats off top. I need them. Oh no, actually, you got. Ooh, fashion boy swag.
Short sleeve
ooh.
With the hood.
That's Adam. You know that's all Adam.
With the
you know that's what Adam be rocking.
With the ripples. Lift off.
You know that's
front.
What Adam be rocking.
That's Robesman. I swag off
yeah,
top.
It ain't me. It might
that's
be one Robesman. Of you guys. It ain't
bro,
me.
Bro, hell no.
No?
That's what my nigga Frank looks like right now. Like, he'll rock one of those.
It's a little
yeah.
too.
Hey,
hey
you, want
it?
You want that, Frank?
With the sleeves chopped off.
Man, don't speak on my behalf.
Yo, if you swing on him, we're going viral. Just something to say. Yeah, I'm just going to say it.
There you go, bro. That was just for my nigga right there.
Oh, okay. We actually have a letter explaining it.
Talk speaking of swinging
explaining about
on
how
niggas.
Trash that shit was. That shit was
no.
gay.
Oh, you fucking hate now. What we got here?
That nigga bought a sweater and cut the sleeves off himself with the scissors.
That shit is long.
What up, guys? My name is Ray, a.k.a. Ian. That's my alter ego, I guess you can say.
Ian.
I've been watching your show ever since my homeboy put me on last year, and I was hooked immediately. I believe you're a new voice of the new generation. I see some huge stuff happening to you guys. Liftoff Supply basically stands for living in freedom that opposes fear from society unknowingly pushing people
what
like
in
you.
The fuck. Bro,
we make luxury streetwear, something completely new that I'm pretty damn sure you guys have never seen before. These cut and sew pieces are original from scratch designed by me. Our goal is to be in the shelves of major stores worldwide because we know our product is dope enough. Hashtag rope gang, hashtag VIA. Thank you for everything. You guys are the coolest podcast in the world. Ray/Ian, which is his alter ego.
Okay.
That's a dumbass alter ego, bro.
Sip that tea.
Switch your whole shit up, bro.
Actually,
I like the green. I like the
phone hating already, man. I like this guy. He wrote a real nice letter. Oh, look at that. Lift-off. I think
that's
it's cool. That's
tight.
Pretty cool, right?
I'll take that, actually.
Hey.
Let me get that. Fuck it.
Look at
the back is
the print is cool, too.
That shit hard. Let me get that.
My G it has, like, good knowledge of the typography.
This is hard.
Shit is
this
cracking.
Is hard.
Yeah.
I'm taking that. This
we,
is
we,
hard.
We, for the record, if anyone wasn't paying attention, the vibe for the first item was not
I don't, yeah,
particularly
yeah.
strong.
Honestly, but. If we would have found the green shirt first, I wouldn't have said anything.
Oh, here we go.
too.
That shit's fire.
Hey, we sublimated.
And we got hat. Lift off.
Nah, that's just like weak. No? That's just trash. I'm sorry, bro. I'm just keeping it real.
Oh shit! This is like, look at this.
Lift off worldwide. We got the
lift off jersey.
Jersey might be
lift
him.
Off supply on the back.
That I don't like the back at all, but the front is fire.
It's an XL.
I'm good on it, but it's fire.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like the back.
I'll snatch the patch off that hole.
Join
a
baseball team.
Lift honestly, I would just, you know, I would cut the front patch off like he just said. Just front to, cut the front patch off and throw the jersey away.
Some clothing designers might consider that offensive. You fucking shitheads.
I wasn't being disrespectful.
Hey, but shout out to my man Ray Dash Ian or whatever.
Yeah, shout out to your alter ego Ian.
I like it. He wrote a real nice letter and I like it. He's
I love how Hesh is using the PMG Records jersey to scoop his weed into
how
the
cone. How you rolling non backwards with my weed?
Hey, bro, it's a fucking, they sent this Ross. I like the, oh, there we go. It's in my face. Yeah, I'm still smoking. Yeah. And there's no
is
more
it in
wood.
My face? Is it in all my right. face? So now face. We're done with the clothes. Now what do you guys want to talk about?
Let's talk about how, like, I got catfished by this girl.
Yeah, oh, my God, really?
Yeah, I got catfished, but her head ended up being top three head that I've ever had.
Wait. So she's
coming over
this?
Again. I don't know. She's coming over. She's actually meeting us at the store right now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, let's put her in the vlog.
The head was that good that
wow.
She's gonna be in the video.
How'd you meet her?
She said she came to one of my shows on Melrose, but I didn't see her.
I wonder if I fucked her.
Whoa! She came to there. She came to the Icon show.
Yeah, she came to the Icon show.
Mm. You're saying I didn't?
I know. Nah. She's like she. I don't want to tell. No, actually, I can't tell her business. No, that's just too deep. I'll tell you off camera. All
right.
Because we might get somebody in diet.
But yeah. So you're the kind of guy, though. You.
She pulled up and was like, what am I going to do? Like, she's already here. And, like, she wasn't that bad looking. Then
was
like,
it hard for you to be nice?
No, but afterwards, it was hard for me to just.
For you to be nice.
It was hard for me to just, like, not text her back afterwards. Like, it was easy for me to not text her back afterwards.
You feel bad when that happens? When, nah. Like. I was just pushing that in so that like the people could maybe like see me because you were kind of
leaning
a little bunch. Not that I think it's that important for people to see me, but I just felt like
at a
certain point.
Get your shine, daddy.
But that's interesting. I like that you have such strong feelings about the catfish scene. You think a girl has ever felt like you catfished her?
No, I'm on a snap all the time. I'm cute as fuck anyway. Yeah. Sometimes I look a little rough, but like for the most part, bitch, you can watch me on No Jumper. You can watch me on Instagram. You can watch me on Snapchat. You know what I look like before I pull up, you know?
Yeah. You already know.
That's why I hate when girls are like, oh, fucking, you might be a weirdo.
I got too many
followers to be a weirdo.
Not that you have too many followers, but it's just like you kind of, with
I'm
stuff like
here.
This.
You can watch me on YouTube. You can see what I'm like.
You know what I'm about.
Exactly.
Why you playing like you don't?
Well, yeah, exactly. Just let me smash. For the culture.
I mean, like,
FTC.
Even if she's not trying to just let me smash, I'll take it. I just take the L, fam. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, a nice day.
With this one, I didn't take the L. And the
you just
head
got top,
was fine.
Though? You decided you didn't want to have sex with her vagina.
I didn't have sex with her vagina. I just got the
why
top.
Why not?
You think she's everybody that likes girls for their feelings.
I, like, tried to, like, play it off for, like, some other reason. Like, my mom was coming back home or something, but I just really didn't want to fuck her.
Can I tell a story? Is that somewhat recently, a couple weeks ago, I had sex with a girl, and she, like, told, like, she's telling me, like, I want you to beat the shit out of me. I want you to smack the fuck out of me, blah, blah, blah. Like, really, choke me out, whatever. So I'm doing the most that I believe I am capable. And she's just... When we get done, she just looks at me and she kind of young. She's like 21. She's just like, hey, that was the hardest anybody's ever fucked me, but you could go 10 times harder. And I'm just like, what the fuck is 10 times harder? Yeah. Like,
really? Like,
these girls are crazy.
You went that hard? And she was like,
I went as hard as I could. I was smacking her in the face.
Did you punch her?
No, not punch. You can't punch her.
Punch on her. What?
Knock her out.
Knock her out. Throw the left.
She sounded like she. Like,
that's
she
what she wanted.
That's
she
how you feel weird at a certain point when they're telling you to smack them and shit because you're thinking like, yo, like this is like.
I wouldn't even be able to do it.
I would do I've this to a dude to try to knock him out. What if I knock you out?
I've never hit a girl like that. Like
I go slap my cousins.
They always be requesting it now. They always want to get choked out.
You fuck with crazy ass bitches.
I know, but they all every girl's like this now. I feel like.
No, look at your. It's a demographic you're attracting.
I know, but I'm just saying they don't want to get. Beat up. What happened to the world, man?
They're listening to you say this right now.
Right now.
So they want
right
you to,
now.
They want to get packed out right by you.
They're trying to get packed out.
She was like spit in my face.
Did you spit in her mouth?
I spit in her face a bunch of times. It was weird, too.
Did you fist her?
She looked all fucked up. I felt bad putting her in the Uber. She looked like she just got beat up, for real.
Did she really?
She looked fucked up, yeah.
Did you fist her asshole?
No. fist her
I am
asshole.
Not part of this problematic
That's such
game.
Like a step beyond, okay. Like, what happened?
Did you bring Tony the Cat in for a threesome?
No, Tony the Cat lives here.
Shit?
Yo,
you
no.
Have a track record with
bestiality. You fucked an animal? That's cool.
No, remember I asked Riley if she did bestiality?
You're fucked. Do you think that bestiality is, like, normal?
He watches
white people fuck horses all the time.
No, they don't. Some very small. So, no. Hey, but you want to know something? That
white people fuck their cousins.
A porn star told me something interesting about black men the other day. She said that the giant dick scene is 100% black guys in porn. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, but there's some white guys with like huge dicks too. She's like, but not like these guys. And I'm like, they really do. Like, they have the whole market cornered. Shout out to black dudes.
Shout out to black dicks.
Really got something going.
Shout out to
right
Harambe
shout
dicks,
out to
man.
Congo dick.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to anybody.
Like, again.
You'd be surprised though.
Oh, shut up. You're not in the industry.
She coming through dissing the black dick.
I'm
game
talking
right
about
now.
The guys.
Definitely not.
We know your dick don't work. A little cokehead over here.
What?
Nigga, I would rail three lines and still get in the pussy fire just fine, bro.
You'll get in there, but you're not gonna get out.
I'm
of there.
Getting in and I'm staying in.
You're not. No, and then not I'm getting
out. Word to R. Kelly.
Yeah,
you
you're
might
right.
Not the next morning. The morning sure. Sex.
In a couple hours.
We're like evil now. We're like cackling and shit. We need a new topic. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, man. Hey, you know, the only topic is I keep the cushion in my pocket, man. The pocket rocket, man.
Yeah,
you
hey, 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 hey. Only topic is right now.
Oh, God. Lil Fetch.
Just dropped the mixtape. You already feel me? And, you know, House Phone just dropped the
EP. I'm about
EP,
to say, fuck this
me?
Nigga. I just dropped my EP.
House Phone just dropped the EP. You know, new music disgusting. Out here. You feel me? New music out here.
No new rappers in 2016, bro.
You feel me?
No new.
Shout out to the black community. Yeah.
Hey, Black Lives Matter, bro.
Hesh probably disagrees with that. He's fucking super problematic
lighter?
Over here.
Yo, shout out to Black Lives Matter. Shout out to, I heard Adam 22 is an honorary member of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, we invited him to the cookout.
D-Ray DM'd me back one time.
D-Ray Davis, a comedian?
No.
He's fucking hilarious.
D-Ray, the fucking Black Lives Matter dude with like,
who the
yo,
fuck is
he
that?
Always wears the vest and he's got like 500,000 followers and shit.
Fuck him.
He's always there, like every like protest and crazy shit going on. But
he
I listen,
DM'd you?
Well, I DM'd him because I listened to him on Combat Jack and his DMs are open. I was just like, hit him up. I was like, yo, the interview's fire.
How many people
sent me back the Black Fist?
How many people do you DM?
Very rarely. So it was kind of interesting. I was just.
How many people slide in your DMs per day? Like, how many new ones do you wake up to in the morning?
I mean, between all accounts, probably like a good 100.
Okay, but that's between like what? Like.
I mean, you got to think the On Some Shit Instagram, the No Jumper Instagram. I don't look at the Come Up Instagram DMs ever in my whole life, so I don't know what the hell's in there.
What if it's, what do you got like BMX bitches on your dick in that?
There are almost none of those.
There's no bitches that are into BMX. It's not true.
I mean, there are, but it's like such a tiny pool that you're pulling from. I don't know who you're talking about.
He just said the bitches are
only. Oh,
I know
okay,
which one.
Yeah. Very good example. She walks right up to me. She goes, I fucked your friend Alfredo the other day. He told me I was the most annoying girl ever.
Oh!
I'm like, I can already tell that you are the most annoying girl ever.
And it comes out.
If she walks up and said that sentence to you, she's off top annoying as fuck. Is that the same girl who I think
you're talking
to?
No.
About?
More details.
All
right. Shout out Jay Spooks.
Just know. If
hey,
you're
shout
in,
out Rob Stone. Shout out to 1207.
If you're in San Diego and you bike, you're a legend.
If you're in San Diego, y'all should laugh at that one Mexican nigga that got slept because he got slept.
He got slept.
Damn. Now we're talking about the Rob Stone fight
Davis,
video.
Shout out to Jay Spooks.
What's Jay Davis? In jail for.
Shout out Spooks. Shout out Rob
Stone. Shout out Spooks.
Shout out Rob's manager.
He was anticipating my tape. That's really crazy. He hit me and asked me for the link. That's really
why.
I don't know.
Just because he thinks you're cute or something? I don't
know.
He thinks you're cute.
What could somebody find appealing about you?
I think it's long haired gang out here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He just likes your dread, so he assumes that you can rap.
I don't know.
That doesn't work.
So, yeah.
It doesn't work.
I think it does.
The Chicago drill scene
does.
Is proof that that didn't work back in the day.
It's make everything better.
Better. Everything.
Yeah, I'm like stupid, bro.
Waves make it.
Waves is gonna come back. Waves is gonna come back.
Y'all niggas gotta see me on Friday. I'm about to be retarded, bro.
I know these waves are gonna be so dipping.
Yeah, bro. I'm about to get my haircut. It's about to be retarded.
I'm about to get my haircut.
No Jumper wave tutorial coming soon. Honestly,
let's do it.
The nigga that we just had on here, I didn't know who that nigga was until earlier. I was planning on doing this, so I'm gonna still do it, even though he apparently did it first. Wave tutorial.
We're gonna come out with the dicks up.
Yeah, I'm pulling dicks out for Harambe for the waves. You feel me? And like, I'm about to be dipping on
music video coming soon.
Off top, bro. But yeah, man.
Give me my weed back so you don't accidentally smoke more of it now. Give me the fucking mic.
Let me hit that kush too. Oh, the actual kush. Let me hit the joint.
Smoked a goddamn quarter of my weed hash now. It's all right. That's probably an eighth. Probably. Kush Gang is so powerful that you just took that from the host? Bastard.
Yeah, Kush Gang is so powerful.
Man, gets it right back. I was just kidding.
Nah, true. I let you finagle me into it.
I was in Greece, so this is all... Well, I was smoking bum-ass weed.
Bum-ass weed? How was the bitches out in Greece?
Yeah, I was in Greece.
I felt like I was on a pussy vacation. I've been getting too much right before I went there.
Damn, you are real... But I've never heard anybody say that. Well, I heard people say that with my friend. But I feel like you really did.
It was because, like, nobody that I was with was trying to go to, like, crazy-ass clubs and shit. We would go to bars, and it would be, like, so chill. Yeah. It wouldn't really be that kind of vibe. And also, like, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm out here, it's just like, God damn, I just want to get away from
Just like chill.
All these women throwing themselves at me so hard. Life is terrible.
You know, it's funny because you're saying it as a joke, but like I've seen this happen to you.
You just get burnt out after a while, you know?
So are you
loses all meaning.
Are you thinking for them about like settling down now and shit and just fucking?
I kind of almost thought I was gonna have a thing going with this one girl.
Almost did.
Oh yeah, what happened? What happened with that?
I said I have a girlfriend.
This nigga literally said the words GF to the squad.
You know I'd be lying, but
yeah, I know, man.
No, because she said to me like at one point she was kind of like, you know, I just want to be number one. I don't really care about what you're doing with these other bitches, whatever.
I feel like a lot of bitches tell you that though.
Yeah, that was. Trying to pull that shit, but then
when it comes down to
it, she brought up some other shit like while I was out there, and she started to be like, "Oh, you're like hanging out with girls out there and the shit." I'm like,
"Hey, Greece,
how
did she know you're hanging out with Snapchat?"
I don't know, she's on Snapchat or something, but we were just like around girls. It wasn't even like I was doing nothing, you know. And I was just kind of like, "I thought you said you don't give a fuck, and that you'd be like open minded about that kind of thing." She's like, "Well, that's just because you know we've only been like really, really talking for like the last week, blah, blah, blah." Now I'm kind of like, yeah, but if you're going to be seeing somebody like me, you're probably going to know this. If shit's always going to be happening, you know? Like, if I'm in Greece, like, it's one thing if I'm in L.A. It's another thing if I'm in Greece, you know?
Yeah.
And then she was like, she was just basically like, oh, like, part of, like, why I want a boyfriend is I want him to, like, take care of me through my depression and my, like, manic states. And I was just like, all of a sudden, I was like... Actually, you are really, really hot, but maybe not.
Have you smashed her since then?
Not since I got back from Greece. No,
That's crazy, bro. Damn, you almost got trapped in. I'm glad you didn't get trapped.
I wouldn't have got trapped anyway, though. I was just like indulging the fantasy. But you want to know a really funny story? Yeah. I already told you the story. But so I'm sitting there on my computer editing, and I'm waiting for this other girl who's a porn star to hit me up. Nobody knows who I'm talking about, but I'm waiting for her to hit me up. I'm editing. I don't have her number saved in my phone. All of a sudden, this other girl, this Mexican girl from back in the day, she hits me up for the first time in like a year, and I don't have her number saved, so I think it's the other girl, and I'm like not really paying attention, so I just start texting her, and I'm acting like she's the porn star girl. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, I got this girl coming over my house, and I don't even know it. I walk up to the gate to get her. I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. Because I thought it was this girl I met on Twitter. She's like, meet me. Fuck you, Adam. And I'm just like, what? And she's like with her friend, and they're doing a bunch of blow and getting all drunk and shit. And as soon as they step into the light, I realize what I'd done. And I was so shocked.
I realized what I'd done.
I was so taken aback, bro.
Did she look better from a year ago? Or did she look just the same?
Oh, man, she always looked amazing. I've been fucking her for, like, 5 years. Oh, okay. Like, every couple of years. Like,
oh, so that's why she's, like, talking shit.
Yeah, it's like, but that's hilarious. I've been fucking her since she's, like, 19 or some shit.
That's
so
lit, bro.
Yeah, you know.
So what did you ever link up with the porn star, or what did you do?
Yeah, we hung out.
But I'm saying, like, that night, did you just not ever text her?
I just, like, said something else so that I didn't have to hang out with her.
Like, well, so you weren't down to ditch the random bitch from a year ago?
I wouldn't have been able to and as soon as I saw her, I was like, aw.
Yeah, you're like, you're down for it.
I was like, and it's like,
nigga said I was like, aw.
And it's like, well, that's like a sure thing, too, so I'm just kind
of
like,
of course. What am I really, got to go with the sure
I'm not going to piss her off, you know?
Oh, actually, I got a sure thing for us tonight, actually, too.
You're foul.
Boom! I'm about to put in the work on that right now.
I think we're done.
Put in work on this. Yeah,
are we done?
I think we're done because I just thought of a plan that we're about to go execute.
No motherfucking jumper, coolest motherfucking podcast
in the motherfucking world. Everybody, shout out their ads real quick.
No,
shout out to White Ass Amanda, Mandy Mo. Shout out to Hesh nigga. Shout out to Boogie on the beat. Shout out to my nigga Frank. I forgot his shit, but we gonna plug it in there. Bow, bow, bow.
Somehow I feel like
my school.
Fuck school, nigga. You guys are gonna go back to beefing right away.
Fuck school and shout out to my niggas in college.
Fuck school. I'm crippin'.
Or blooding.
Or blooding.
Or blooding.
Or blooding.
Or Hispanic ganging or whatever.
Hispanic ganging.
Or rope ganging.
Rope gang.
Just rope gang. That's the only gang you need to know about.
Indy.
Peace.
Rope gang.